Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 11th, 2017. Today is Tuesday in Holy Week. Earlier today, I gathered with a number of my clergy colleagues from the Episcopal Diocese of Milwaukee in a parish church in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. We were there to participate in an annual event in the life of this diocese called the Reaffirmation of Ordination Vows. This is an opportunity for clergy in our denomination to reflect deeply on what it means to be a part of the ordained ministry of the Episcopal Church. What does it mean to serve the least of these? What does it mean to pastor the people of God? These questions and others often get short shrift in the ebb and flow of daily life in a parish, and so it's particularly appropriate, I think, in Holy Week to set aside some time to spend in reflection and worship. And today was a particularly meaningful opportunity to do that very thing, pray and worship. At his homily, the bishop mentioned that recently, as he had been praying the Psalms in the daily office, he had been particularly aware of how present moment these Psalms seem to be. They don't seem to be speaking from a time long ago, but the psalmist is so relevant to our world right now, speaking directly to some of the issues that surround us beyond the walls of our churches. And he quoted one verse from Psalm 12, which is one of the psalms appointed by the daily office today. And I thought that instead of simply quoting a couple of verses, or the verse that the bishop referenced several times in his homily today, I thought I would simply read the entire psalm. And instead of providing comment upon it, today I'm going to let the psalm speak for itself. And I'm going to encourage you to find your prayer book or find a Bible and open it to Psalm 12 and read these words. And don't just read them for content. Read them for context. Think about what it means that these words written so long ago seem so relevant to our time and place. How does the psalm speak of God, and how does the psalm challenge us to live as the people of God, and how does the psalm encourage us that God gets the last word and not the godless? Those are some questions to keep in mind. Again, I'm simply going to read the psalm as it's written in the prayer book. But I encourage you, if you have time, 5 minutes, find a book of common prayer or a Bible. Turn to Psalm 12. Read it slowly and carefully. And then pray for our world. Pray for our world. Here is Psalm 12 in its entirety. Help me, Lord, for there is no godly one left. The faithful have vanished from among us. Everyone speaks falsely with his neighbor. With a smooth tongue they speak from a double heart. Oh, that the Lord would cut off all smooth tongues and close the lips that utter proud boasts. Those who say, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Because the needy are oppressed and the poor cry out in misery, I will rise up, says the Lord, and give them what they long for. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined from ore and purified 7 times in the fire. O Lord, watch over us and save us from this generation forever. the wicked prowl on every side, and that which is worthless is highly prized by everyone. Let us pray. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ, that we may gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.